CliffCentral.com. Good morning, Al. How are you doing?
I'm very good, thank you. Can you hear me?
I can't hear you.
Where am I?
Why can't I hear you?
What's going on?
You're not there. You have switched mics around. Alan Ford, I have no idea what you've done. You've broken something.
Good morning to you and to you and especially to you, as we say. I don't know what's going on with this microphone.
I don't know either.
It's a bit odd. It's good to be with you this morning here on The Unview, where we're the thin, the rich, and the
fabulous.
Absolutely fabulous. We always are.
I'm a little bit less fabulous.
And there's a secret to the whole notion, because no one ever knows if we're ever going to be that thin. We never know if we're going to be that rich. But darling, we're always going to be that fabulous. Good morning to you, honey. How you doing? As we start this wonderful show with myself, Alan Ford, and Nathan Rowe here on CliffCentral.com, it's good to be with you.
Yes.
How was your week? What did you do?
I've been working my way up to an operation that I'm having today.
What's going on?
I'm doing the change.
Are you? Finally.
No, I'm changing my eyesight.
Are you having the
I'm having laser.
Laser?
Well, yeah, not the laser where they cut a little trap door in your eye and then like go and explore with little miners in your eye. No, it's more just like we're just blasting holes in your eye. Which is exciting, yeah.
What time are you going for this? Do you need us to hold hands?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind like a small time of prayer.
Yes, I agree, yeah.
Now, can we just test this mic again to see if something?
I think
try it on. Put on. Let's just see.
No.
There's nothing there. What happened? That was very strange.
Yeah, I think spanking the mic is going to help.
Things I've just
plus
taken.
Plus, it's been outlawed for years.
Paul, you and I are going to have to share a mic today.
No, it's cool. I'll wait outside.
It's right. What can I do?
He's an actor. He can project.
So the show started this week. It opened on Sunday at the Joburg Theatre. It's called Auntie Merle the Musical. I saw it twice in Cape Town.
I know.
Yes, we saw you there.
I know. It was great.
Yes. You were one of the first people who said the show needs to come to Johannesburg.
And no one understands it. Mark said, let's get it there. And I was like, yeah, we'll get it there. And I didn't. And you know what? I've lost lots of money. That's the point.
Exactly.
Did you guys not plan to come to Joburg? Were you like, no, I don't feel good?
No,
he
was actually. He always had the idea.
It was in the.
But we weren't.
Yeah. Come close to the microphone.
We weren't quite sure.
Now,
I know, guys. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I don't know what to do.
Unfortunately, the problem is that we're not on stage. We don't just have one mic hanging from the ceiling for all of you to share. You have to speak into the mic so the listeners can hear.
Sorry,
you clearly
listeners,
and
I am so in my mic right now.
Oh wow, you are deep in the
I'm
mic.
I'm so deep.
We'll
good
just
morning,
change,
everybody.
Change
the
mics
of
as we.
Is here.
Yes, this
Hello.
Is so cool. So it's the cast of Auntie Merle, and of course rave reviews, and some interesting things about this particular production, because of course it's written and conceived and created by Mark Lottring. The beloved Mark Lottring we had on the show last week.
His hair also probably played a role in creating his hair. I see it as a separate entity.
Really?
It's like a producer. He's the director and actor, but...
So that's the first thing. You just really, like, really, like, so over my head. Like, I don't get it. Okay, it's a Fleur de Cup nominee. Lots of Fleur de Cup. Did you see all the nominees came out?
Yes, we did.
Very
yeah.
cool. And basically, Auntie Merle is a warm-hearted South African woman who lives in the Cape Flats. And of course, Carmen, you live as her next door neighbor.
Yes.
But interesting, Carmen, and let me tell you, Carmen Marwan is a well-known South African actress. And here we have Paul de Toy, who we've had on before. Hi, Paul.
Hello.
How you doing, Paul?
I'm good. I'm a little bit micless here. So
I'm sorry, Paul. I'm so sorry we're doing this here, but something's happened.
It's called
The Gremlins. You always know that.
Yeah, no,
The Gremlins. Yeah. And then Lukman Adams. Well-known singer, a musician.
Yes.
Of course, well-known for his tribute to Telly
Peterson.
When was that album released?
I don't actually know, but I mean...
Long ago.
It was
Yeah, okay, years ago.
We know it was long ago. You don't have to go years ago. It was long ago.
And of course, Emo is your brother.
Yes.
Yeah. So I'm just adding that to the equation. We're going to get there. You know, cause mm-hmm. it's like Danny Minogue and Kylie. It's like that. I'm not saying that you're Danny or Kylie.
Just, I've never heard that. That's very funny.
Just something. Thank you. That'd make a great You magazine article, though. And you know, and look, Mom, are the Danny and Kylie of South Africa.
Well, they're both hot. I must tell you, I can't lie. You know, we've got to tell the truth when it is true. And of course, Auntie Mill the musical has just it's rave reviews, and it's just so much fun. But I love the fact, and Skulk Besedenhout was with Gareth on Gareth's show just before us, and mm-hmm. he said, you know, I've seen the show, and it is really great. People must go and see it.
Yeah, he was there on opening, I think.
And I mean, you know, that's kind of cool from a comedian to because he's not watching, because the show is a musical. It's not a comedy, even though it has so many
Yeah, it's a musical comedy with a little, so a couple of little sort of tragic moments, but it's incredibly feel good.
Yeah,
it's a laugh a minute, and I think Mark's genius is that. All the sort of underlying heavy issues that inform life in South Africa, you know, our racial cuck that we carry, and the generation gap, and you know, abusive relationships, and of culture of violence, and all of that. It underlies a lot of the comedy, but he holds up a mirror that makes us laugh at ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't sit there and wallow in the angst of it. So it really is fun, and you find yourself laughing, recognizing yourself, and recognizing the world you live in, and come away with a feel-good feeling as opposed to the sort of heavy
heaviness,
drama that and often feel we need to do.
I think it's also because Mark has a sensitivity when he writes. Mark has a sensitivity when he writes. He's got the sensitivity.
She's going to maneuver this microphone.
I know, right? He's got the sensitivity when he writes, but the humor comes out of that as well. And like Paul says, you walk out there feeling so good about those subjects, about those topics, you know, and we want people to walk out there knowing that they can speak about things, you know, we want people to walk out and speak about it and actually go like, oh, I can come out. I can do this. I can do that. I can speak about it. Mm. I'm okay with my white boyfriend. I'm okay with my colored girlfriend. Mm.
Two friends can be very good friends.
And so Mark has this great, beautiful way of writing. And Taryn has this beautiful, sensitive way of writing songs as well. Mm. You know, it's a beautiful score. Laura's a great director. And she's a great director.
So you've got...
We're just blessed. Mm. We're really blessed. And we're so happy to do it.
Because I say this again, and I say that we can create our own stuff. And it can fail. Sure. A lot of our local stuff doesn't really hit the platforms, and even though we can throw money into it. But when you look at this particular piece, and you think of the success that it's had in Cape Town.
It's unheard of.
Three sold out runs in Cape Town.
Sold out. That's
unbelievable. I have never been in a production that has sold as many tickets as this has. Ever in my life.
Actually, at the Baxter, didn't they say that was a record?
It was.
It was a record for the first show who was sold out.
Well, besides David and Talib, who's been running for their productions, they ran for like 10 years or something. This show, and we weren't sure how Johannesburg's going to react to it. Our director said, guys, listen, people might not get it. You know, the way you guys speak. Your vernacular.
Those in Joburg don't know what a Gatsby is.
So, and when we opening night, they just got it, and we were so
overwhelmed by the reception. It was so beautiful. We did not expect it, and
Carmen,
we just
want
to thank you, Jane. I cried. I cried immediately as soon as I walked up on stage. I did my scene, and then Tank sang a song. Who plays Lydia? Timol's very good domestic friend and domestic worker. She she sang her song, and I just bawled my eyes out because I was just so overwhelmed, and I was so happy because we finally got this on stage and we finally had people in and they loved it. And then our first standing ovation, my tears were coming. Firstly, I'm a crier. But
I must say, I'm a crier.
You might have noticed.
But yeah, so thank you, Johannesburg. It's just been so amazing. So, but come. Okay, we're at Johannesburg Theatre until the 3rd of March. From Wednesday till Sunday. So
matinees on Sundays and Saturdays.
Yes.
Which is brilliant stuff. So written by Mark Lottering and directed by Laura Foote, this musical comedy boasts some of the best South African talent. Now, we've got Tracy Lee Oliver, and she was recently in the Gareth Show. Of course, Mark Lottering, Paul De Toy, you play Alan. What a great name, I can't lie.
Do you have to wear a suit for that? Like
No, not at all.
Oh, a different Alan, not this Alan.
Lukman Adams is in it. We've got people like Adrian Galley, Gina Schmuckler, Zandila Madikwa. We've also got people like Tankiso Mamabola. So it's just a great, great cast. Yeah. And I love that there's an 8-piece band and the music is funny and the set is so clever. And the upstairs room, it's such a clever set.
I know.
And I haven't seen the run here, but I mean, or the start of it, but after what I saw in Cape Town, I was blown away. I begged to get 2 tickets for the second time I saw it, and Mark didn't have them.
Do you know how many times we begged for tickets?
So we couldn't get. So Mark says, you know what, just come. And somebody will be sick and just sit down. I came by myself and I just sat. That is the second time.
But Mark does. He always does it.
He says, just come with. Someone will have died or something.
And then he acts as if
someone's got pneumonia.
But then he acts as if like, oh, I forgot. I'm sorry.
So there's 7 people extra just hanging out by the door. Always.
So Carmen, I want to come to you for a second because this is interesting. You and Mark were both ushers at the Baxter.
Yes, we were.
When you met. So you used to tear the stubs.
Yeah. We used to tear tickets, and I think because
this is a long time ago.
Yeah.
And she used to cry while she was doing the tickets.
Come on. What are you going to say?
Roby, it's over there. Remember Roby?
Oh my God. Remember that seat? God, forget that seat. No, yes, we were ushers. But I think that was after I studied. And I wanted to be as close to theater as possible. Mm-hmm. I went for the interview, and I just hoped that I would get it. I got it. And I watched Mark's show every single night. I made sure I worked on it. I made sure I worked on David Cromer's show every single night. Mm-hmm. So I would bounce between the two shows. Mm. And that's how I learned. And that's how I got to know Mark. And that's how I got to know David. And then I started in District 6 after that. Yeah. So, ushering is a great thing. It really is. It really just it teaches you.
Cape Town theatre culture, different from Johannesburg. I mean, you've all performed here and you've all performed there. Paul, you in particular have seen different runs and different experiences. It's different. Or is it?
Well, I was preparing myself for a very subdued Joburg response to Auntie Mole, because Auntie Mole is very Cape Town. Mm. It's Bantry Bay meets Belgravia Road. All those kind of in jokes about
like that.
Yes. Yeah. all the jokes are so about Cape Townians and their interaction with each other and life. And we all sort of prepared ourselves for, listen, you know, Joburg's going to be a little bit more subdued, and the response here has been bigger. This audience is adding 10 minutes to the show. I'm getting home 10 minutes later every night.
I love that.
That is so true, though. Yeah,
but the response has been bigger. I can't put my finger on why. I don't know if Joburg audiences maybe are just more generous with their response normally, where, you know, Cape Townians are sort of all kind of like, you know, well, you know, we've got the mountains, so like F you, you know. I don't know. But the response here has really honestly blown us away. It's been great.
The only reference I had of a coloured musical in Johannesburg was District 6 the musical. And District 6 the musical also did very well in Johannesburg. But I was scared. I think the whole company was a bit weird.
Jeez, if you guys are this scared of Joburg, imagine going to Durban.
I think this would do very well in Durban, actually. Yeah, I think it would work. Yeah, you see, you can't talk because you're on the mic. So you're not gonna...
Do you think?
Yes, I think. Yeah. Guys, so we have one mic that's gone a little bit on the haywire. But
yeah, we've literally got one mic. We're just passing it around to everyone.
No, we've got lots of mics. I mean, come on.
Oh, you seem a bit droopy now.
I don't know what's going on here. I tell you, this looks like a limp personality. On that note, you know what we do before 9:20 every morning? We sing a song.
What?
Yeah. We're going to sing something. So firstly, listen, I mean, you've had albums out. We've got to sing something like you play guitar. You,
I know, but you played a Christmas song earlier.
I know.
That is because Bremen, I was thinking about Christmas and I was reminiscing. She still doesn't realize she can't hear what she's saying.
Yeah, shame. Carmen's crying. She doesn't have a mic. And I don't know if it's that or she's thinking about Christmas.
Carmen, go stand outside that mic. Seriously, go and put it there.
I'm not going all the way out there. There's a mic outside and I'm not going there, Alan.
All right, I'm loving you guys.
I love the way there's two settings with Carmen. There's either I'm talking from the corner of the room.
Or I'm right here.
Or I swallow the microphone.
Well, Carmen, I was reading your biog, and you live with three friends.
Yes.
And you have a little child that you all bring up together. Explain that.
So we are...
Don't have to shout about it. Just
I just cursed people. Sorry.
When you're actually in front of the mic, then you don't need to project.
Sorry, man. I just like projecting. This is such a good mic. So we are three friends who are raising a five-year-old. She just turned five in December. Her name is Isabella. We just decided to move in together and... So she goes to school around the corner. We pick her up, so we have a schedule.
Whose child is it, may I ask?
Oh, it's my friend Christine. Okay. Christine Chapman. Okay. So Jason and myself and Christine, we all live together. They're going to freak out because I'm saying all of this on radio.
No, but it's okay. But that's a great story.
I know. It's so great. She's so lovely. She's a five-year-old trapped in a 35-year-old body. But she's so cute and she's just so...
But she looks like a 35-year-old.
Way around.
Did I do that wrong?
35-year-old trapped in a 5-year-old body. Yeah.
Okay, you guys.
What's that movie?
It's
called Big.
Benjamin Button.
Anyway, so it's a great household.
She's not growing up in reverse anything. That's fine.
This is gone.
She is growing up in a theatre, and that will mess her up.
Yeah, no. She's very theatrical. Her mom is a trapeze artist.
Sure.
So she, because we all were in Zingara together, Madame Zingara.
Divine.
So I don't know if you know the Bath Act. At Zingara, the gold bath, where the chick comes out of it and she does a lira, she's all wet.
Yes.
That's Christine.
I might have missed that act, but okay.
But anyway, so...
Did she just say she's all wet?
Yeah, she's wet because the bath, she's in water.
Out of the gutter, Lukman. Out of the gutter.
So anyway, we all live together. We're all from Zingara and that's how we met and she had a baby and now we're all raising it together.
A great group because I've done a lot of work with the Zingara team. I mean, I've of course the clown, the crazy, who's divine,
Richard.
And of course to meet people like of course Brendan van Rijn.
I know, right? Kathy,
whole another level.
I love that man.
By the way, let me just give it a punt because Sherry Dupree opens this week at Gate 69,
yes.
And of course, Paul, you opened Gate 69.
I did.
Yes, he did.
Also in a gender bending
and angry.
Do you know that Paul works in heels better than I do?
He won all the awards.
Yeah.
Okay, hands down.
Mm.
For mincing.
Mince and pinch. Wow. Yeah.
And tucking.
I've never, ever interviewed like I'm lying down.
That conversation even came up. So, Paul, are you going to tuck?
Yes, because you have to
just
tuck. Didn't you tuck?
Painful.
Okay, so we're going to sing something. What are we singing? Let's
Are you choosing a song?
No, we're not. We're because we thought we were going to sing Heal the World, but we've got Michael Jackson to sing.
Yes,
give him a chance. Let him sing.
Yes. No, we're going to do this.
But let's do it together.
I think the guys from Auntie Merle's should have a chance first.
To sing Heal the World?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know the words.
Everyone can heal the world.
Bad lyrics.
I have the lyrics here for you.
Okay, he's turned it around. Let's see.
Oh,
come on. I thought there was a thing I was just going to say.
Oh, it's the karaoke.
Yeah. Okay.
Karaoke!
Yay! This is so much better!
Yeah. Karaoke sober, this is so weird.
There's a place in your heart, and I know that it is love. And this place could be much brighter tomorrow. And if you really try, you'll find there's no need to cry in this place. You'll feel there's no hurt or sorrow.
Go for it.
There are ways to get there. If you care enough for a living, make a better place.
A little space?
Oh, shit.
Really?
Make a better place.
Oh, there we go.
Heal the heal the world.
Everybody sing along.
Make it a better place.
Harmonize with man.
For you and for me and the entire human race. There are people dying. If you care enough for the living, make it a better place for you and for me.
That is the cast of Auntie Mill the Musical.
I almost cried now.
And in a moment, we're going to talk to Michael Jonathan, who actually is a French-born, and he's a Michael Jackson impersonator. And he's got a show called Michael Jackson,
he's
Remember the Time.
He's also crying, having listened to us massacre that song.
Yeah, so sorry.
I thought we should do Dad Come to Alabama, but that was just me.
Wow.
But then I thought, then Nathan said, but Adam, that's so stereotypical. You know, why would you do that? It's a lovely song. And
why did you choose Heal the World?
Why did you choose it?
I just feel that Auntie Merle, the musical, kind of does do that. You know,
heals the
puts
world.
A little band-aid on a broken, cracked world. Yeah.
Oh, my darling, that's so true. Thank you.
We call her the Maya Angelou of Belgravia Road, of Athlone. Yeah.
I just wanted to see if she'd cry, but I'm clearly not good enough.
Paul, you still live on just outside of Cape Town?
Well, about 100 kilometers outside Cape Town. Yeah.
I thought you were going to say with his parents.
No, he's got his two sons. And you still love surfing with them and taking them down to the water?
Yeah.
I remember you telling me, so how old are they now?
They are now 10 and 12.
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
So well, I haven't seen you for some time.
About to turn 10, yeah.
I haven't seen you in some time.
Yeah.
What have you been up to?
I'll have to look in my diary. it's been a bit crazy, but I've been doing quite a lot of Afrikaans work,
Which is great.
Eddie Bloter, which is two Eugene Marais short stories, put to music is the wrong way to describe it. We have it in a big band behind us, but they do Foley. So they make, Eugene Marais wrote a lot about his landscape and the Waterberge, and he was a bit of a Dr. Doolittle animal whisperer. And so we've got this band making the sounds of like jackals and rock falls and monkeys and eagles and all sorts. There's this true story about this hard-ass Dutchman who got caught on a cliff face. For see what I did there,
cliffcentral.com.
There you go.
God, it's well.
And
wait, a hardcore Dutchman got caught in cliff face.
He survived there for 6 months, catching pigeons and drinking water out of rock pools. And then you know that Summersby story where there's the wife and the husband, and the husband gets lost, and then she gets shacks up with a new guy, and then the guy comes pretty much back from the dead. That's pretty much the story that we tell, except it's true. It's a real, real, real story. He actually met the guy and wrote about him.
It sounds like my weekend in the Pilansberg, because we were flooded in. I told you, seriously, we were flooded in.
You ate pigeons?
No, I didn't eat pigeons.
No, no. It was quail with a rosemary reduction.
That's what they told him.
It was five-star Ivory Lodge. I can't lie, but it was not quail. No, but it was interesting, because you know what? People said don't go out in the rain and when it's like that flooding, but you see the best stuff there. Really beautiful stuff.
Yeah, they just wash right past you.
That's it.
Sure. Or you wash past right.
Drowned leopard. There was a drowned rhino.
Oh, see this. Watch this hippo tumble by.
It's quite strange, but animals can feel and know what to do. It's very, very good.
Alan.
Microphone.
Paul also just had the fire incident.
You know all those fires going down the Cape. Well, that was us, eh? Yeah, we had to evacuate our house in the middle of the night.
And Paul helped so much. He was so.
You're still shouting from when you didn't have a mic.
I'm so overwhelmed by this mic. Now Paul was Paul really helped everybody and he saved people. So I just take my hat off to him. Because he was tired when he came to work. He was exhausted because he was fighting fires, saving people. He comes and he's like at the warm-up of the physical. He's just like, this was a fire. I was like, oh, my babe.
Who smells of ash?
So are you releasing a calendar, Paul?
I'm not being funny, but that was not this Monday, the Monday before I took that photograph.
That was nuts, sir.
It's all over Facebook. But that was, we were evacuated from a hotel on the back of that of Lion's Head.
It's been crazy.
The fires are crazy. And then I was in Hermanus when my friends lost the Southern Right State, all that side of the mountain, because it jumped from your side to that side. From Betty's,
same New Year's Eve fire.
That same stupid man who's going to spend a lot of time in jail. I've never had it. As a presenter of a show, I've never had a guest take
Common,
take it out my mouth. Go.
No, and I sorry. And I agree with you. I just, it's really sad that this has happened and that it's still happening. And this guy really needs a key. It's probably sitting there thinking, yes, so I wish I didn't have that flare that day. Do you know what I mean? It cost so many lives. And
I've heard so many guys say, I wish I hadn't had a flare. But that guy in particular, he's feeling really bad.
Well, I wish I hadn't been caught having a flare. Yeah. I enjoyed the flare. Yeah,
yeah. It was fun just firing a flame into the sky.
But yeah. Seriously, that needs.
Why is Cape Town like one of those survivors? No, but it is Cape Town. It's like, oh, we have a drought. There's no water. Ah, the whole thing's burning. Like, I'm just waiting for an earthquake, a tornado. It's like all those 90s movies in Cape Town.
It's just weird stuff. You know,
move to Joburg. This is my theory.
Move to Joburg. It's safer.
Paul is a very deep person, so Paul, really? I ask you to spread the word. Lukman is having a jaw off the time, and I don't know you yet, honey, but let's.
We're getting to know her very well.
But I do want to say the following: that people say, "Have you ever taken a cigarette butt and thrown it onto the hay?" I've done it before. It doesn't really burn. I'm telling you, it doesn't. Do you know how hard it is to light a cigarette to a cigarette? but I'm just saying it's so people don't understand the problem with these fires is actually glass.
Yes.
And no one understands it because what you besides the stupid idiots that flares and nonsense things and creating a fire in the bush
and wind
or no, but I'm just saying if you make a fire in the bush that makes sense that you're an idiot and if you're cold at night and you're someone living a berg living on the mountaintop, but no one understands we go up there with our friends and we have our beers and we get to the top of Lion's Head and we have a beer and you know what happens, we get lazy and we leave it there. Okay. And that breaks or something happens to it. And you know what ends up happening is that turns into a magnifier. And I tell you, that is the problem. I said to Patricia Little 2 or 3 years ago, and they don't listen. Note where she is now.
Yeah.
So.
I remember actually the whole thing happened because she didn't listen
to you. Well,
she performed the good part because she couldn't spell excellent.
No. Yeah. Yes, very good. Oh, I love it.
I can't claim that. That is Mark's joke.
So, Auntie Mill, the musical, is happening. Lukman. Tribute to Talib Petersons. Of course, you've worked with David Kramer. Talib, God rest him, for a long time, and all the wonderful work. What have you been up to? You at one stage were working in that little theatre down at the bottom of the Holiday Inn sometime.
Yeah, I tried doing the theatre thing, but that's a hands-on business. Because we used our profile to open the place, people expected us to be there every night, and I see this with a lot of actors, even Kurt Schoenraad, when he started the comedy venue, even though he's not in the production, they still expect him to be there because his name is attached to it. And I couldn't do it. It just became a bit too much. Mm. Having to sit there speaking to people, the show is done, and then still want to have a drink and talk and have another coffee. And then obviously I was with my brother doing Brother Love. I did something with Carmen as well, Saturn De Sequence, which dealt with the whole Klopsa and the Tweedy Nivayar issues. I went to Australia, and that was a bit of drama there.
Wow, what happened there?
Did you
go to Australia with him?
No, okay. We usually perform for the expats there every year, and then some Australian company ran the... it was for SAF tour, but the event company was Australian. So, and they felt that we didn't do enough South African songs because they only wanted us to sing songs in vernac. And we're like, but that's not South African. I mean,
we sing all songs.
Yeah, we did Waka Waka. They're like, no, no.
That's Shakira. That's Spanish.
Yeah, but we were like, it's part of the World Cup. That's all of us know this. God, I didn't mean we sang Waka Waka. Cape Townians heard it, they went boss. One person, and then by the time it got to Cape Town, it was said that the whole of Australia don't like Lukman and Alistair. Let's show them. And I'm like, oh, they're going to come with their knives and guns.
Wow. Really? Yeah. I mean, do you take Australians actually seriously?
No, but...
I mean that with respect.
No, but the fact that it went there, you know... It went that far, yeah. And yeah, and then I had a bubba, and that's beautiful. And
have you had a baby?
She's yes. So cute.
Oh, Carmen didn't have my kid.
She is so cute.
She's really that cute.
How old does she look? In her late 50s.
A very special guest in studio. Award-winning actors and actresses. Beautiful. To see Paul DeToy, Lukman Adams, and Carmen Marmon for the interview to promote and discuss Antimuil, the musical created by the one and only Mark Lotring. And, of course, it's happening at the Joburg Theatre.
Yes.
And it happens until the 3rd of March. And it runs from a Wednesday through to a Sunday. And we've got matinees on Saturday and Sunday. On the Sunday. All right. I'm going to move you a little bit because we're going to come back to you in a moment. I would like to welcome our next guest to the show here on cliffcentral.com. And, of course, we're going to do some more fun things. So if I can just ask Paulie, just take a seat for a second.
I will
so
do that.
Move some stuff. Thanks, Paul. Yeah, the Fleur de Cup, the ladies, Paul's got them all, and we just say, just sit over there, Paul, sit over there. Okay. Michael Jonathan, welcome to the show. He's French-born and he's been in South Africa. He is a Michael Jackson impersonator. He's performing at Daphne's Place.
Hey.
You know Daphne's Place.
I do know
Orton
Daphne's
General
Place.
Theatre on the Square, and we love Daphne, and of course, your show is on at the moment.
Yeah, it's on at the moment. It started on Tuesday.
And it runs till when?
Till Sunday.
Okay, lovely. Yeah. Welcome. Where are you born in France?
In Paris.
Are you born in Paris?
Yeah.
Okay, lovely. And when did this love for Michael Jackson begin?
Since I was 4 years old.
How? Where?
In Paris.
In Paris. Yes, okay. But I mean how?
Okay, I remember I was like 4 and I watched, they were playing on TV, Michael Jackson's Motown 25 when he did the moonwalk for the first time.
Mm. Wow.
And from that time, when I was like, something like 4, I knew exactly what I wanted to be. I wanted to be like Michael Jackson.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you learn the moonwalk when you were 4 years old?
Yes.
Hey, so you've been doing it a long time.
But I was doing it proper when I was like 9 or 10.
Wow. Okay.
Can you do it for us?
Like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Of course.
You got to film it though, Al.
Of course. We put it up.
Who's going to film? Can you moonwalk on radio?
Yeah. Paul DeToy, sit down. Okay. But, who's going to film this?
Yeah, this is probably going to be the first Michael Jackson performance moonwalk on radio, well, I think.
Maybe. I'm going to. So. Right, we'll put it onto video. Thank you, Jane. Jane, the one and only Jane the Pain, is here to help
can
us.
Can you do it on carpet? Don't you need a slippery
No,
surface?
No, let's see it. Okay. Okay, just push this. Let's just do this one.
All okay, right.
Describe it.
Yes, okay. Michael Jackson has stepped up against the Cliff Central wall, his knee pads glinting in the light.
Okay, all right. Go.
Oh my goodness, it's Michael Jackson. Oh wow, he just slid across a carpeted floor like honey on Keira Knightley. Wow, that was beautiful, man. That was smooth. I didn't even see your feet, but it didn't look like you were moving.
It was very good and very, I love that. That's great.
Well, thank you very much.
And okay, and then of course this. Did you ever see him perform live?
No, I wish, because the time that he was, he came to France, I wasn't in France. I was somewhere in Africa for holidays, so I missed it. I never saw him live.
Well, you can emulate him.
Yeah,
that's the cool thing.
I love
sitting on the floor.
Do you ever sing this song?
Man in the Mirror.
Because he sang it in French once.
Okay, apparently. There have been some interpretations.
Yeah.
Je veux pas la fin de nous.
Yeah,
he did. Okay. Je veux pas la fin de nous. So I don't want to ask you.
It sounds as good. Hey,
yeah,
oh, it's
yeah,
beautiful.
Yeah.
Would you like to sing for us? We'd love you to.
Just something small.
Okay, let's find. Are you gonna do? Are you gonna a cappella?
A little bit of Human Nature. I love it.
Ah, okay. Let's hear. We want to. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Michael Jordan. He's
Jonathan.
Jonathan.
Sorry,
Michael Jordan is probably a politician for the DF.
He's a top businessman. He opened a bank right now. Sorry, I had an interview with him yesterday. Seriously, Michael Jonathan. I do this. What is with me? And it's the show's called Michael Jackson. Remember the time. Mm. Take it away.
If they say why, just tell us that is your miniature. Why? Does it mean this way? They say why? Just tell her that is your miniature. Why? Does it mean this way?
Okay,
that's it.
Oh, beautiful stuff. Beautiful. So the show is good, and you travel doing the show a lot everywhere?
Yeah, but in South Africa, yes. Because I came in SA in 2005. I came in SA in 2005. I was quite young. Mm-hmm. Now I'm in my 30s. I've been here for now. I'm going for my 14th year.
Wow.
Okay. So I studied art in on the State Theatre in Pretoria.
Yes.
So I've been performing professionally now for the past, let's say, 12 to 13 years. Yeah, in South Africa.
In
so
South Africa.
Yeah,
okay.
I've been everywhere in South Africa.
And have you travelled outside of South Africa?
Since I came here, no.
Oh, okay. No. Fantastic. No. Wow. So can you relate to what the cast of Auntie Merle was saying where they... You know, you do a show in a specific city like Cape Town, for example, and you win them over, and then you change cities. You come to Joburg.
Yeah,
is there a bit like, are you a bit nervous because the audiences are different?
I don't really get nervous.
You don't get?
No, I don't, because it's something that I believe that I was born to do, and I feel the love from the people. And as a Michael Jackson, I can't say I'm a Michael Jackson fan. There's something beyond that. There's something magical about me and Michael Jackson.
Mm.
So I can see the people, I can see the response from the people wherever I go. It might be Durban, Cape Town, or wherever I go, wherever. PE, Pretoria, Johannesburg, Soweto, wherever. People really do love it.
Yeah.
And what I love about that, they're saying that the look is natural. I look naturally like the guy.
Yeah.
Talking about my smile and all the stuff.
I was going to ask you, how far do you take your connection to Michael Jackson? Do you live his lifestyle? Do you own a ranch?
Okay.
I mean,
do you have a monkey?
Yeah. Do you take other aspects from his life as well, or just the same?
Yes, but there's a lot of similarities between him. That's why I'm saying it's been magical, because I don't expect everybody to understand, but that's true. It's really magical. There are a lot of similarities between him and me, but I got my own personality because there's only one Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
So I'm Jonathan, he's Jackson. But we both Michael. So yeah. The similarity that I got with him, you just love people. I love everybody. Any culture, wherever I go, I love to learn about their culture. Wherever we're going, to black township, to the white people, to the color, to the Indians, I just love to learn what make them what they are, and then what do they do, their religions, and
so,
everything.
So you wouldn't have been an angry Australian had you seen
no.
Look Ma singing an English song, because you understand South African culture.
Of course I do.
Michael Jonathan's show, Michael Jackson, Remember the Time, is happening at Orton General Theatre in the Square. It's here in Sandton. And
Mandela Square.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. And we look forward to seeing the show. And of course, it's a Daphne's place.
Daphne's place, great. Yeah.
I thank you for joining us. Thank you for being with us. And it's been such an honour and such a pleasure.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, my friend. This is CliffCentral.com. My name is Alan Ford with the one and only Nathan Rhodes, The Unview, where we're
the thin,
the rich,
and the fabulous.
Fabulous.
Sometimes on diet.
So there,
I have to tell you quickly while we're speaking about Daphne's place. My family all went to go and see Aida, the one, you know, the show that Greg Homan put on, and they said it was the best thing they'd ever seen.
Really?
They said it was so phenomenal. The actors were so talented. The way they did it was so humorous and funny. It was just, it was amazing. So I just wanted to give a shout out to Greg Homan and his cast. Well done for Aida, the smaller version. Hey?
Yes,
such a
smart
idea.
I'm so happy we had him in the studio.
Yeah,
because it's great. I'm interested to still understand that play that he's writing. Speaking to 20.
My family was a bit disappointed because they went, I think, on the last night, and they said they would have loved to have just told more people about to go and see it. It's always sad.
So I want to just tell you, in studio, we've got two other very special guests. The first is a star I saw last year on a stage in Knysna, who had just finished her US tour. She had released one of the most beautiful songs ever, okay? And her name is Eden Michelle.
It's Eden Michelle.
Are we Eden Michelle now? What was the name then?
Eggster.
Okay. And Josh Middleton, who is, number one hit on 5FM 9 weeks in a row.
Yeah.
So kind of cool.
Thank you so much.
How did you get into this? Hi, Josh. How are you doing?
I'm doing
great. How old are you, Josh?
I'm 16 years old.
You could be my son. Really? I would be 25. All right.
Yeah.
So, this is incredible. What was it like to hear your song going to number one on 5? I'd love to know, what was it feeling like?
It was incredible. It was really, really cool to have my friends specifically hear my songs on the radio. And they used to always WhatsApp me, hey, your song's playing on 5FM or
whatever
stations.
94.7,
lots of. It was just amazing,
It's a bit of a whirlwind, isn't it?
Yeah.
So when did you start writing music? When did this begin? I mean, here we look at people in this room that have been doing this for years.
Yeah.
But you're only 16.
Yeah.
How did this all start?
Well, I started singing when I was about 5 years old, and then started doing singing lessons around 7 years old. Writing probably around 12, 13. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I released my first single when I was 13, yeah.
Okay, that's incredible.
Yeah.
And then...
You know what I did when I was 13?
I can only begin to imagine, and those dirty movies.
No, I mean, I cut a cardboard box to look like a sewer for my Ninja Turtle characters. Yeah, so what I'm trying to say is that we've all achieved things at 13.
Yes, even though that you're part of Swing City and yeah. you have your much own later band and you've written later. For many people. Yeah, let's go with that one. Yeah, that's, yeah.
Yeah. So you worked with Matt and Gemma at
Yes,
at
yeah, yeah,
Works,
I did, yeah, yeah.
As well. I mean, they are just pushing out talent, those two, hey?
They are the best. Amazing. The best. And yeah. Shout out to that. By the way, if you want to do something, a couple of incredible things.
Oh, that's if your child has any talent,
take them to Stage Works.
Yeah, they're a diamond in the rough. Go and...
Matthew Marinus and Gemma Marinus. Brilliant stuff, by the way. Go and get... It's a good place to go and cultivate your kids' talent. Let me say that, number one. And then get them into Born to Perform, because that's... Were you in Born to Perform?
Yeah, I was in Born to Perform 2 years in a row, yeah.
Which one?
The very first one and the second one.
The one where you guys did the rap and you were all...
That was the second one. But I was in the very, very first one. I think... Did Graham do a performance in the first one?
Yes, Graham Watkins did. Yeah, he's been involved in quite a few of them. Yeah. I even did one. It was exciting. Yeah.
And then, of course, there was Marianne Panthers, Marianthe.
Yes, yeah, Marianne. Panthers, yeah.
And, of course, we did that. We got involved with that one where we did the ballet dance. Were you there for that one?
I think so, yeah. Yeah,
very cool. All right, now listen, let's get on with this the show, because I want to come back to Paul Dutoy and Luqman and all the greats in the studio. Michael, it's just all cool. We're going to sing a song in the end. Something's going to happen. so Josh, tell me, firstly, coming back to this hit, Monster.
Yes, yeah.
Okay, that was the hit.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. And have you subsequently released... more hits? Tell me about
yeah
that.
So you know Monster made it to number 21 on the Shazam top 100 in South Africa.
Okay.
So I believe I'm one of the youngest artists to make the Shazam top 100, and then after that I released my debut album, which debuted at number 3 on iTunes. And then my current single We'll Be Talking is also at number 1 on 5FM. Yes. It's been on for 5 weeks now. No, the 6th week yesterday. Yeah.
Okay. We'll Be Talking. Are we gonna sing it now?
I don't know.
Can we sing it?
He wants to do a song called Hold Me Close.
We can do Hold Me Close really if you want.
Oh, I'd love to hear Hold Me Close.
Yeah, let's do that. Okay. Go.
Okay, so we've got superstar who's just come off her European tour, Eden Michelle, in studio, playing for Josh Middleton. This is really cool stuff. Let's hear the magic here on cliffcentral.com.
Cool.
You lift me up and throw me down. Every moment I'm around you, you take me places I've never known before. You've changed the way I look at things. I'll keep you dry when it's pouring with rain. Moments in time will fade away. But if I broke down tonight, would you hold my hand even if you can't? And if I gave up tonight, would you save my life? Would you make things right? Love me now, I know I'm your friend, but I need some loving. Hold me close, I don't care if it's wrong, I don't care, 'cause I love it. Me close, 'cause I love it. Me close. You've built me up and made me strong, given me hope, and now I belong. You've changed the way I've been before. But if I broke down tonight, would you hold my hand even if you can't? And if I gave up tonight, would you save my life? Would you make things right? Love me now. I know I'm your friend, but I need some loving. Hold me close. I don't care if it's wrong, I don't care, cause I love it. Me close, cause I love it. Me close. You are enough to keep my whole world turning. You are enough. The air in my lungs, I keep breathing. Thank you so much.
Oh, bravo. Wow, Josh, wow.
Thank you so much.
16, look at me. Wait, let's see. Listen to me. Listen, that is brilliant stuff.
Thank
really
you so
magical,
much.
Magical, magical. On that note, because I want to just show everybody something really special, just get ready for it because you're going to get it. You know you're going to get it. This is one of my favorite songs in the world, and I'm going to make a dude. But you just do the one, just one piece of it. Just the,
of course I will.
Of course you will.
Josh, and don't you want to swing your mic towards a guitar there for me?
And the song is called You and I. And again, I want to set up this for you because it was the most incredible cultural people coming together at Mr. Gay World with Lena, who came from, who won The Voice in Israel.
She did. And now I've just signed with the same label.
And you just signed with the same label. Yeah. Tell me about that quickly.
Yeah, so basically I went to Israel just to take my mom for a trip to...
Did you see Lena, by the way?
No. Oh. So the idea was actually that I was going to do a collaboration with Lena, and then I ended up meeting her manager who fell in love with my music. Her name's Reed Ten Engel. And one thing led to another, and she just basically said to me, I have to have you, and
Eden Michelle, tell me about your European tour. How did that go? Where did you go?
So we did 9 shows in 14 days. Josh and I did 8 together.
Divine.
So we did Southampton, 2 in London, Zurich, Paris. Where else did
Frankfurt.
We go? We went to Frankfurt. I did Nuremberg in Germany.
Sure.
But it was amazing. Like
cool things.
We basically decided to team up with a company called Sofa Sounds that do very intimate concerts. So the idea was to have over about 100 or a few more in a room, and we sit there and we perform our music for them this incredibly intimate environment.
So you know that we're meant to go to Hong Kong for Mr. Gay World, and so they rejected us, China. They actually, after they agreed to everything,
I believe so. John was telling me. Yeah.
And so it means we're back in. We had nowhere to go. So these incredible people come from all over the world, 26 countries. So we're doing it in Cape Town. You're going to do it. You know you're in for it. You're coming for
we're
it.
Really I haven't in discussions.
Even are you in discussions? Yeah. Josh, you're in as well. Don't worry. Everyone's in. Don't worry about it. Everyone's invited. And you're all singing and performing. That's what we're doing. I'm exec producing. I don't know how I got the job. It's pro bono, but it's good stuff. Okay, on that note, this is You and I, and just give me a bit of this. Listen to the song, guys. Listen to the song.
We are lovers and we're best friends, getting high on the weekends. Yeah, we walk the streets of West End, you and I. Running fast when they chase us, always trying to catch a free bus. The city life in a big rush, you and I. And wanted dead or alive, you and I, we could survive. Nothing left in this life but you.
Beautiful. That's Eden Michelle, you and I. Great, eh? Magic stuff. You know, you've got a guitar there, and this is what we do because we're weird people. You know, I'm a bit of a weirdo, which is great. Lukman Adams.
Yes.
Come and grab the guitar. Yeah. Come. What?
You have a.
Your cab's waiting.
Your Uber. Oh, wow.
Is it seriously waiting?
Yes.
Okay, then just cancel. It's $25. I got the cash in my pocket. Yeah. I love it. Okay, he doesn't want to do it. Okay, but guys, I just think it's incredible stuff to see young people coming through. It's great South African talent. It's great to see people that come from France to come and perform here. Actually, it's great to see something as original as Antimoel, the musical. You guys must see it. It's really, really cool stuff. It's really cool stuff. What is the first song that you ever sang? Do you remember?
Was Santa Claus Is Coming to Town.
Oh, Lord, the Christmas theme is coming through.
And you know,
Christmas
theme. I shouldn't have said that because every time I mention it, everybody's like, can you sing it now?
What else? Come on,
so
okay.
So when I first met your voice hadn't even broken yet. Was that quite a transition for you going from alto to
not
baritone?
Really. You know, my vocal coach just said to me, we're going to sing through it. And so we did. And there were tough times. But I think because I knew my voice so well, it didn't really affect me. I mean,
you didn't go through that kind of bar mitzvah voice, you know, when your voice is just doing this the whole time. Okay, that's lucky. Yeah.
What's amazing about Josh is that he just has such an unbelievable range. Like, he's got really, really low notes, and then he can belt it really
I knew him before he had the low notes.
Yeah,
no,
got the low notes.
Okay, so anything else you'd like to add to this scenario of puberty?
Yeah, well, when I was 13.
Yes, you were building
Ninja Turtle. What was he building?
Sewer. A sewer tunnel for the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle.
The kids now will get it because
they're back on the scene. I wonder, waiting for He-Man to come back.
Oh, he's coming. It's furry underpants and everything.
Okay, so what else are we going to... Let's have a bit more... let's have something... your song that's number one on five at the moment.
Yeah.
Can you give me a bit of that?
I can, yeah.
Okay, let's hear a bit of it. I love it. Let's see. This is like rocking and rolling.
Cool.
I'm in my skin, sinking into my jeans tonight. La 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 la, you're so cool, I could cry. Don't know why people judge, you just wanna be loved by life. La 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 la, you shoot me down each time. Cause we'll be talking, you'll be falling, or we'll be nothing. I see you shining down on the way out. Talking on the backseat of my sports car, I see who's shining out on the way out.
Cool. Great, lovely. Nice. And you can get all the music on iTunes and Apple Music.
Everything.
Yeah. It's all over the place. And that is really cool.
Josh,
you come back in more, come say how's it?
I will definitely.
Every time we've got a new hit, we want to see
it. That's cool, yeah. I'm going to release some new stuff.
Release it
soon.
With us.
That's amazing.
We talk about stuff we release with us.
I'll let you know. That's cool.
We're cool people.
Thank you so much, yeah.
I mean, I'm not that popular music type of person. I'm still stuck listening to like Al Jolson from 1930s. But it's still good actually in some sense. But thank you for joining us in the studio, Eden Michelle. Where can we see you guys? What are we doing? Can we catch you anywhere?
I'm trying to get a couple singles ready now. I'm collaborating with quite a big, he's the biggest rapper in Israel, which I'm super excited about. So that song will be coming out soon, but I'm primarily going to be locking
rapping
myself away.
Rapping in Hebrew. DJ Hummus. DJ Hummus.
Sorry, stereotypes.
So yeah, I'm locking myself in studio for the time being. And we just did come off tour, I guess, so we both need a bit of
a
break, yeah.
Yeah.
How's school with touring?
Well, I've just finished school. So last year I finished matric. I did the American system, so I finished it at 16. So I'm starting university next week Monday. Yeah.
What do you...
Brand management and marketing.
Where?
At Vega.
That's very interesting. Interesting. Finishing school at 16. I like this vibe. Josh, you stay. On that note, I want to just come back to you very quickly to our very special guest that came in a bit earlier, Paul Dutoy, Lukman Adams and Carmen. Can we just lift that mic? Let's start with you, Lukman Adams. What can we expect from you? Where can we find all the stuff that you're doing besides Antimoel the musical? What's happening?
Antimoel, I think after this, I need to take a break. Seriously, it's been a long festive season. Earlier, I was saying that we just had a Bubba, I want to spend some time with Bubba as well and just take some time out. Festive scene is almost done,
You know, so
I know the run from Chicago. The guy said they don't know what they think. They're having Christmas now in February.
But that's what we
now.
Had.
And
we,
then they got to start with the
we
Chicago.
Had our New Year's Eve party on the second week in January. As Mark's got this tradition, like on the 14th of Jan, we tend to have it.
I want you to be invited next year on the 14th of Jan.
Yes, I will tell you.
I'll phone Mark myself.
But
lots of good stuff, lots of good TV music stuff, all in the making. We can expect
definitely. I'm also working on a single, so I might hook up with the guys.
Hook up.
Think
yeah.
with
yeah.
this Israelian DJ.
Yeah. How's your Israeli?
Hebrew.
well,
how's your Israeli? It's with Hebrew.
yeah, but definitely I just need to take a break. Just like a nice holiday.
That's the one and only Lukman Adams. Paul Detoy, tell me, what are you up to, my brother?
Right after this, I'm looking forward to going home.
Surfing with the kids.
Really need to go surfing, man. There's not a hell of a lot of that going down here. I've got more of Eddie Bloter. We come from this. I go straight into Woordfeest, where I'm doing a performance of Eddie Bloter. After that, Anton Leiting and Lindy Abramowitz and I are doing another offbeat Broadway at Theatre on the Bay.
I love that.
Yeah, we take the piss out of Broadway musicals. It's a hell of a
and I love fun. Anton. He's brilliant. Yeah, great director. Great guy to work with.
And he's a savant on the piano as well. I actually hate him. It's just really irritating to watch him work. another show called Two and a Half Tenors. Myself and Pierre van Heerden. Where I'm the one
from The Lion King.
That's
yeah,
it. Pumbaa's coming back.
Yeah.
Yeah, shame. He's been rimming the Pacific.
Shame. And he's got a little kid and his wife. Shame.
That's rough. They are. They fly over and join him. It's that touring life is rough. Eh?
Shout out to Pierre van Heerden, and I can't wait to see. We'll speak to you along the way and along the journey.
Lekker, man.
Paul, congratulations. Are you up for any fiestas next week?
No, they invited me, but they didn't nominate me. So I'm
not this year. But well, you're on stage in Joburg. You can't go to Cape Town.
Free wine. Yeah,
the fiestas are happening, and the Florida Cups are going to coming in March, and of course we've got the ladies happening in May. All the big awards. Finally, Carmen Marmon, tell me, what are you up to, honey?
I am.
That microphone.
Sorry, man. Listen, so. No, I was back to back with musicals at the moment. So I'm going to take a break. I'm doing a TV series, and I'm doing the voice of the main actress. It's called Gebroke Harte. And it's Turkish. And we vertel it in Afrikaans. So it's quite lovely. So I'm doing
that. Tatiana Navarez.
Yes, it is, but it's lovely.
Really?
Oh, she's beautiful. She's really lovely. But I'm going to die soon. So
in the series.
Yeah. They told me I'm going to die soon in the second season. Okay, I was yay.
At least you
but
got
close to the end of the second season.
Spoiler alert.
I know.
Yeah, that was
we don't know the character, is it? And you don't see a face, it's a voiceover.
Yeah.
Anyway, we've got to leave you. Don't miss Auntie Mill, the musical happening at the Joburg Theatre until the 3rd of March. Michael Jonathan's show, Michael Jackson, Remember the Time, that is happening until this week, Sunday at Auto and General Theatre on the Square. And then, of course, follow Eden Michelle and Josh Middleton on all the different YouTube, who tubes, what type of tubes, channels.
Instagrizzle.
Go vibe and find out what they're doing. Thank you for being with us. So good to see you.
Yes, lovely
have
to
a
be
good
here.
Have a safe operation.
It was wonderful pushing your buttons this morning.
I love it when you push my buttons. So we leave it there.
Sure.
Okay. This is cliffcentral.com. My name is Alan Ford with Nathan Rowe, and this is The Unview, where we're the thin.
The sometimes dieting.
Cliffcentral.com.